Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes has reported to a prison outside Houston to begin serving an 11-year sentence. KHOU-TV reporter Shern Min Chow.
Upon arrival, Holmes, like all inmates, will get a social and medical screening, then a formal admission and orientation program, and a classification that is to address skills deficits for successful reentry into society.
Holmes was found guilty last year of four felony counts of fraud and conspiracy. A building that partially collapsed in Davenport, Iowa, will be demolished, but the remains of victims could still be inside. Mayor Mike Mattson.
At this time, we have five individuals that are still unaccounted for. Two of those we believe to be possibly still in the building.
There are indications tomorrow's vote in the House to raise the debt ceiling will be successful. North Carolina Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry says more than half of House Republicans will support it. But there are those in the no column, including Georgia's Andrew Clyde.
The Biden-McCarthy deal has been dubbed the Fiscal Responsibility Act. But in truth, there's nothing responsible about it. Make no mistake, this is the Fiscal Irresponsibility Act.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The confirmation from the Carter Center, which says she continues to live happily at home with her husband. The boardwalk in Hollywood Beach, Florida, was the scene of a mass shooting last night. Police are searching for three gunmen. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Nine people were transported to local hospitals, including several children, the youngest just 1 year old.
I saw a young man who was on the ground bleeding, and they were applying pressure to try to prevent the bleeding. Also saw a lady that was very upset. So I think she had a wound to her leg.
A rare drone attack in Russia damaged some buildings. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
People in and around Moscow reported hearing explosions. I heard them too. At home, my windows shook, following blasts in the distance. Then came confirmation from Russian officials. The Defense Ministry claimed that Ukraine had targeted the Russian capital with eight drones and insisted it had forced all of them down.
Kyiv, Ukraine, was also attacked for the third time in 24 hours. Experts warn humanity is at risk from artificial intelligence. Director of the Center for AI Safety, Dan Hendricks.
Malicious use, potentially this is evolutionary, end up having some goals toward power. But some might just be concerned about malicious use, which is enough to treat it as a concern for extinction.
The markets are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is the list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, May 31st. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Board of Review will meet at 1 in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will hold their regular monthly meeting at 1:30 in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. The Central Wisconsin Economic Development Fund, Incorporated will meet at 2 by teleconference. The Zoning Board of Appeals will meet at 2 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Human Resources Committee will meet at 4 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the Aging Advisory Board will meet at 1 at the Adams County Community Center. The City of Adams Policy and Procedure Committee will meet at 5 at the City Municipal Building. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 60. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 89. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 88.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tell that midnight rider. No subject is to all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it being made. And how many times have we said, history is made every second of every day, whether you're awake or not, and it's being made as we speak. Of course, I'm referring to the debt deal, the so-called debt deal. I want to talk about it, that in depth, what it entails, and whether it'll pass and how it's going to pass. But first of all, some good news. We have baseball tickets to give away next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, Brewers are playing the Baltimore Orioles. Opening pitch, 6:40 p.m. next Tuesday. Remember something else. You can always listen to the Brewers live on Civic Media. You can listen to them on Oshkosh Air Support, the Oshkosh station of Civic Media, 93.3 FM and 1100 AM. Or you can listen to them at a Richland Center, News from the Center, Richland Center. Get it, News from the Center, 107 FM, 1450 AM. When you call in, the first people who call in, first person who calls in, who can use the Baltimore Oriole tickets next Tuesday, let Calvin know. Also let Calvin know where to get them to you. We've had people call in, say, yeah, I'd like the tickets, and then they hang up. And so after they've been on the air, they talk, yeah, I'd like the tickets, and then we can't get back to them. All right, let's get right into the debt deal. Two components to it. One is its provisions, but the other one is it going to pass and how it's going to pass? And I'm going to start by talking about the likelihood of passage and the logistics, and we'll talk about the debt deal itself. Right now, as we speak this afternoon, the Rules Committee is meeting to decide whether or not it should be released for a vote. Now, on the Rules Committee, McCarthy was forced to put three of the worst Freedom Caucus members, the obstructionists, just to get them to agree to have him as speaker. The word is, you know, there are four Democrats on it, and there's something like, I don't know, 10 or 12 Republicans, because they have the majority. And it's not going to be unanimous. And they're already fighting, but my guess is that it will come out of the Rules Committee. Remember, in the old days, the Speaker would just say, it's going to the floor for a vote. Now he had to cajole and wheel and deal with these people. But enough of them, apparently something like 7 or 8 of them will say, yeah, it should go to the floor. And a couple of Democratic votes will send it out to the floor. When it's voted on the floor, that would be tomorrow. I think it is going to pass. There are 213 Democrats. There are 222 Republicans. It takes 218 votes. The guess is that something like 140 Republicans will vote for it. There'll be about 80 of them who don't. And I think something like 80 Democrats will vote for it, and it'll get across. Now, before I get into the weeds on how it's going to pass, let's talk about what it entails. Remember, we exceeded the debt limit back in January. Janet Yellen's been putting it together, putting the economy together, the budget together with cellophane and paper clips, basically. She recently said that we could extend it to June 5th. Before that, she said June 1st. Well, June 1st is day after tomorrow. June 5th isn't much better. It's next Monday. Remember this, if it passes on Wednesday, then it has to go to the Senate. And the senators, every one of them, all 100 of them, think there's, you know, in the House of Lords, they think they're kind of Roman senators from the first century AD. They should be carried in and fanned and fed grapes and do whatever they want. Any one of them can hold it up. A couple of sociopaths in that Senate on the Republican side. But let's start with the House tomorrow. And what does this thing entail? Kevin McCarthy, by the way, already promised that everybody could have 72 hours to read it. That was another concession he made to these people. I don't know if it's been 72 hours by tomorrow. I don't think he had the bill on Sunday. Maybe he did. 99 pages. But I'm going to give you some of the highlights and the lowlights. Highlights and the lowlights. First of all, it's a two-year suspension of the debt ceiling, not just an extension to a date certain. Why is that important? Because a two-year suspension means that nobody can complain about the debt ceiling for 2 years. So it turns out it'll be January of 25. Now, why is that important? That's important because in November of 24, there'll be a presidential election and a House election, and one third of the Senate seats will be up. So we'll know who's in control. And if in January of 25, remember this, the president doesn't get sworn in until January 20th, but the House gets sworn in the first working day in January. So by January of 25, if the Democrats have the House back and the Senate, it doesn't matter. They will just move. They'll just pass legislation to extend the debt limit. Biden will sign it, assuming he gets reelected. If, God forbid, the Republicans get in, there'll be a lot of shenanigans, but they always extend the debt limit when one of their kind is president. They did it for Trump 3 times. So they'd extend it, but they would cut the heck out of a lot of spending. But what happens in January of 25, if Biden gets reelected, but the House stays Republican, this same fight is going to go on again. Same fight is going to go on again. Republicans will stick the knife in the back of the United States just to appeal to their base. But here's some of the, they had originally wanted a 1 year extension till January of 24, 1 year, and only for $1.5 billion. So if it exceeded $1.5 billion, that was a non-starter. I think they knew in their gut that that would hurt them because they'd be fighting about this next spring again and right in the middle of a presidential season, and would hurt their nominee. So they caved. They caved on that. They caved on that. It's going to involve only a 1% raise in 2025 in the budget. It's going to be a freeze before that. Exception, defense spending. That only applies to non-defense spending. So defense spending in 24 will be $886 billion. And in 25, it'll be $895 billion, which is what Biden had requested. And veterans benefits will be the same as requested by Biden. One wrinkle there in the Senate, Lindsey Graham is the most duplicitous, hypocritical little bugger I have ever seen in politics. He goes left, he goes right, he goes this, he goes that. He's for McCain, he's for Trump. the clown just came out and says, well, no, that's not enough defense spending. So I'm going to put a hold on it. Who knows if he'll chicken out or what he'll do, but tired of the guy, real tired of him. These caps on spending, the freeze and the 1% are for 2 years. Republicans wanted 10 years. It'll result in $1 trillion in savings and reduced discretionary spending. The Progressive Caucus is not going to like that. Let me tell you another provision that really ticks me off. You recall that Biden has succeeded in getting through $80 billion to the IRS to hire more forensic accountants and lawyers to catch tax cheats. McCarthy is a sop to the right-wing nuts in his party and his donors. Many of them are as crooked as a dog's hind leg. Many of them would steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes. Tax cheats. What they did is he wanted all $80 billion out. Biden was successful in keeping most of it in, but it's going to be a haircut of $10 billion a year for the next 2 years, so it'll be a total of $60 billion. Inside baseball, it looks like the IRS, with that authorization, can move some of the later year spending now. Don't want to get into the accounting of it, but this has severe impacts on Social Security, and I don't like that, and we're going to talk about that right now. Social Security this year is going to be paying out $80 billion more than they get in payroll taxes. Now, yes, supposedly it's a lockbox, it's separate. A lot of that is baloney. Let's just talk facts. $80 billion more is going out this year in payments to Social Security recipients than is coming in payroll taxes, however you account for it, okay? Next year, it'll be $150 billion shortfall. In a couple of years, it'll be a $200 billion shortfall. By the year 2034, the shortfall will be so bad that they're going to have to raise payroll taxes or do something else, or benefits will be reduced by 20%. The clown McCarthy, clown Republicans, by insisting that the IRS be under-resourced. If everybody in this country paid the taxes they're supposed to, Social Security could continue paying for 75 years with no increase in payroll tax. Tax cheats are what are screwing it up. Tax cheats stole $470 billion this year. And that's after enforcement. And actually, it wasn't this year, it's 2019. Those are the 2019 numbers. After enforcement, that's 2.3% of gross domestic.
Paw prints happen, but stains don't have to. Our pet-friendly fabrics available at Home Furniture and Design are stain-resistant. Fabric for everyday life, easy to clean, and no more worries. So come into Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids or Plover and mention you want pet-friendly or kid and husband-friendly fabrics, and we'll help you design your new furniture today. Home Furniture and Design. Live life comfortably.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin veterans should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 60 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 87. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 63. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back onto this budget deal, and let's talk about some of the other provisions before we take calls. Another provision, besides the fact that they cut funding so they couldn't catch tax cheats that's costing our Social Security, among other things, is viability if we're not careful. There's a new work requirement, and on the surface, you may think, let me tell you something. Biden stood tall. He would not permit a work requirement for Medicaid. He said, we're not having some single mom come in who wants a breast cancer screening, and you have to argue with her about whether she should have had a job, she was laid off, that kind of thing. We're not doing that. But the final deal provides a work requirement for people between the ages of 50 and 54 with no children, for food stamps. Now, let me give you the factual background, but tell you why I think this is disgusting. The factual background is, right now, if you have kids, or kids are entitled to the food stamps, and I'm calling them food stamps, and I call that anymore, but for the sake of ease of discussion, that's what I'm going to call them. If you're 18 to 49, there is a work requirement already in place. McCarthy and the Republicans insisted on 50 to 54. In other words, the 49 would be extended to 54, but not beyond that. It'll be phased in over 3 years. It exempts veterans, homeless people, and people who are children in foster care, believe it or not. They're children in foster care. The reason I think this is disgusting is this. First of all, it's going to disproportionately impact women, poor women. Why? Because most veterans of that age group are men. Most are men, number one. And the women who are impacted are going to, who hires people who are 54 years old? You can talk till you're blue in the face about, we have the Age Discrimination Act, and every one of them in a fast food restaurant is going to want younger kids. And everybody discriminates against people in their 50s and 60s who are applying for work. And if you think that you're just being naive, you don't think that's true. Subliminally, that's exactly what happens. And if a woman is homeless, yeah, then she gets food stamps. But what happens if she's by herself in a rooming house somewhere and hungry? And try to get a job. You couldn't get a job or got laid off. or frankly, wasn't the greatest employee and they fired her. This is wrong. Lying on her bed alone in a rooming house, hungry at 50, 51, 52, 53, and 54. Grind. What's being accomplished by this? What's being accomplished by this? This Gallagher, the congressman from Green Bay, put out a statement saying, he said, very pleased with this deal. Real great savings. How much in savings do you think you get by denying food stamps to women who are 50 to 54? I mean, how much do you really think you get? Not only that, the farmers who produce the food want this program not to have a work requirement. They want their food to be sold and distributed as I'm describing right now. When a farmer gets income for his food, he buys clothing, he buys equipment, he buys food himself, groceries, buys school supplies for his kids. It reverberates through the economy three or four times. And every time taxes are paid, farmer pays taxes for having sold his food. When he buys clothing, an automobile, whatever he buys, the person whom he pays money to pays taxes. What do they think they're saving by doing this? I'd ask Gallagher a question. Are you excited that there are some single women in their 50s who can't find work, who get laid off, or maybe not be great employees, maybe not homeless? What, do you want to be homeless? Why do you want them to be homeless? I mean, what's in it for you? Do you get excited by this? Do you kind of like the idea? I mean, what kind of strange stuff is going on? There's an element of sadism to this. In other words, women between 50 and 54 who will be disproportionately affected are basically being told, you got to be homeless, or unless you were in foster care. Who the hell are these people? Who are the Republicans to get all into this? These are people who need food. We should give them food. But that's in it, unfortunately. There are fast-track energy approvals in it, but Biden kept, thank God, Biden kept all of the money for climate change. He would not deal on that. But they are going to appoint a lead agency, and they're going to say energy permits should be decided in 1 or 2 years through this lead agency. They still can be denied. Okay. The one thing that frosts me is this Manchin, this clown in West Virginia, he rammed through an approval of a West Virginia pipeline of gas to Virginia, 300 miles from West Virginia to Virginia, across nearly 1,000 streams and wetlands. And he would have screwed the whole thing up in the Senate otherwise. This guy's a master. He sits there like a spider. He sits there like a spider. Fortunately, the rest of the climate change stuff held. Student loan freeze. Biden had frozen student loan repayments after the pandemic. Now that freeze is going to end in August. Okay. But he wouldn't permit them to go after the student loan program itself, the student loan forgiveness program, 10 to 20 grand. That's probably because it's in the Supreme Court and the Republicans think their six tarantulas will kill it anyway. We'll see what happens. See what happens. $30 billion in unspent COVID money will be put back in the budget, which can be used for non-defense discretionary spending. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break, and I have a couple of more descriptions of what was at issue in this deal. And you have a full idea of what happened. Back after the break. Come together.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 1992.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com.
Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 60. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 89. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 88.
This stuff had passed. And they campaigned on it. And now they are using the threat against the debt limit to stick a shiv in America's back. That's what they're doing. If the Democrats did something similar with the Republican president like Trump, they would have said, okay, now we want to undo what you just did. And we want to cut this kind of spending we don't agree with. And we want to increase this. And we want Medicare for all, or we won't increase the debt limit. We don't do that. They are doing that. They are enemies of the United States in that respect. And not only that, let's talk quickly, and then we're going to go to the lines. What is it exactly that makes this libel to pass? I think there's an elaborate fake dance going on. And here are the people who have come out against it on the right. Matt Gaetz, this Ana Paulina Luna of Florida, Lauren Boebert, Bob Good of Virginia, Ralph Norman of South Carolina, Chip Roy of Texas. All bad news. Some of them, like Chip Roy, say they will threaten McCarthy now to try to change the speakership. But Gaetz said no, and a lot of them say no. I think the fix is in. I think what's going to happen, there are 222 Republicans, and they'll all be given a pass, all the right-wing nuts, and they'll get up and give right-wing nut speeches. But somewhere between 140 and 180 Republicans will vote for it. But it takes 218 votes. So the Pramila Jayapals and all of the so-called progressives. And I'll tell you what, it's not clear to me why in either party there should be sub-parties that are causing trouble. I'll tell you what I mean by that. Why should the Progressive Party have their own spokesman on State of the Union? State of the Union is Biden. Who cares? Who cares at all what some subset of the Democratic Party thinks? And on the Republican side, if they're willing to come to the center on anything, why should these clowns in the Freedom Caucus have any standing at all? But they do. Each party has that phenomenon. It's a 99-page bill. The Rules Committee, in my opinion, will issue it out today. It'll be voted tomorrow. Everybody will go, oh, it's in peril, it's in peril. I think it'll pass. And the one solace that I take, the one message that I take at this, and it's very similar to when Boehner and Ryan were in as speaker. When you have extremes like the difference between the Freedom Caucus and the Squad, the only way you can govern is a critical mass of people in the center right and the center left come together. But whoever is the speaker can't come right out and say that, or they will be killed by their own caucus. So they got to pretend and go through a dance, but the dance ultimately will be the center right and the center left will come to a deal. We're going to the lines. Tim of Viola, Wisconsin. Thanks for calling us from my day, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, I just want to give a shout out to President Biden, who saved us $320 million a day from getting us out of the Iraq war. No one ever talks about that. I do have a question. When are we going to get to the point when we're not going to spend more than we take in? It seems like it's a fake economy, and we got to get just back to a balanced place. When is that ever going to happen? Let me know. I'm interested.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And when we're talking center right and center left, that's the kind of thing that I think people are looking at on both sides. Remember a couple of things, everybody. The last president of the United States who balanced the budget, in other words, he came in with a surplus, was Bill Clinton in the year 2000. And the Republicans criticized him, and the Wall Street Journal criticized him, because they said a modern government should have some debt for the sake of the bond market. That's what they said. No kidding. Remember that the pandemic has resulted in unusual borrowing, pandemic money. The war in Ukraine has resulted in unusual borrowing. We've got to stop the commie Ruskies. We've got to stand up to the Chi-Coms on Taiwan. However, Biden is reducing the deficit much more than Trump did. Trump put $7.8 trillion on the debt in 4 years. There's a difference between a budget deficit and the national debt. The budget deficit is every year. The only way the debt comes down or is restrained is if the deficit starts coming down. And I think Biden is frugal on that, as you point out. He basically shut down the Iraq war and he shut down Afghanistan. And he's criticized about how he got out. And I'm not all that happy with that, how that worked out either. But the point is, unnecessary wars he stays out of. And the Ukrainians, who are very, very, they're brave people and they're good people, and they're bearing the brunt of it. And I'm very confident with what he's doing over there. You cannot turn our foreign policy over to DeSantis or Trump. It would be a disaster. Listen, Tim, thanks a lot. Call more often in the future. Next up, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Well, we already know that the Republicans have stayed. Another thing, too, is that Milwaukee's got to beware. They have to get their money up front because they have no qualms about negating on their bills. So they better get their money up front so they don't get ripped off by the Republicans. Because that's, I mean, they all do it. Let's see. They already did it to us here, you know, with this. And also, they all have a really bad, bad background. In addition to that, Matt, I just have to say something that is really important to me. And that is, I am very proud of the squad. I love them young women. They have spoke up so loudly to defend those children that were held in cages by those animals of the Republican Party, separating those little babies from their mamas. In addition to that, they have shared personal stories of things that they have gone through with the abortion issue, with those slimy, dirty, rotten Republicans that are hurting women as we speak. In addition to that, some things we may not agree with because they are younger than we are and haven't lived as much as we have. They are out there fighting every day for normal people and women. And I'm sure that this is going to bother them when this impacts 50-year-old women. And thank you so much for bringing that up. I know you are a supporter of women. And I want to clarify why I support them women, and they've had to go through a lot to get where they're at, but they're always willing to learn, which I think is wonderful. And if people don't agree with them, call them up and educate them on why. But I do believe that they're a powerful force that bring a lot of us women back in there to fight for the young women of tomorrow and the older women of today. So thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate it.
Gene, thank you for calling. As always, I love your passion and your command of the facts and the current issues. And I want to respond in two respects, and then I'm going to get to the next call. First of all, you said something very important at the beginning. Anybody listening to this who's a vendor in Milwaukee, think about this. Donald Trump does not pay his bills. And I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm not just saying that as a Democrat. He stiffs people. He would, for one of his casinos, he ordered something like 500 pianos, and some poor guy goes out and buys them, fronts the money, and then he sends a bill, and then Trump said, I'll pay you half for that. And the guy said, wait a minute, at least give me what I paid for the pianos. You can take away my margin. Trump said, no, I'm not. Go ahead and sue me. It'll cost you more in attorney's fees than half the price of the pianos. And the guy ate them, okay? That's what happens. The Republican National Committee is the same. If you are in a restaurant or a hall of some sort that they're renting, get your money up front and don't come crying to me if they stiff you. They will stiff you. They don't look on a contract as enforceable. They looked on it as a point of negotiation, how little that they can pay by burdening you with having to sue them for the extra and the attorney's fees are too high. The secondly, with regard to the squad, and I want to hit that straight on. I admire the squad, and I agree with them on a lot of issues. But, Gene, let me tell you what the things I don't agree with them on. They all stopped hard infrastructure back when it was up there because they said, we want soft infrastructure first and then hard infrastructure and then together. Biden said, I can get hard infrastructure through the Republicans, and then the soft infrastructure I know I can get, but it's going to be a harder road to hoe. They said no. They stopped it. And they weren't alone. Bernie was part of this too. As a result, the Virginia, and this was shown by polling, the Virginia governorship shifted to the Republicans. The Virginia legislature shifted to the Republicans. We almost lost the New Jersey governor, Murphy. And we lost one of the longest serving Democratic senators in New Jersey. And Jamila Priyapal, her excuse was, well, partner infrastructure basically benefits unions, and unions, yeah, you know, we're for unions, but there aren't enough minorities in unions and women. And that's a lot of bull, and I'm tired of that kind of talk. I am pro-union. And I think that's not symptomatic of all of the progressive deal and all that. I understand it. But I'm speaking bluntly right now. That is what happened. We would have the governorship of Virginia right now, and we would have greater representation in the Virginia legislature if it wasn't for them sticking a knife in hard infrastructure and then changing their minds. And Biden came through with both of them. He got hard infrastructure and then soft infrastructure. But I'm tired of people playing games. Biden's the head of the party. And if Schumer and then Nancy Pelosi at that time and now Joaquin wants something, give it to him. Quick fighting them. Thanks a lot for calling, as always. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's important. You keep mentioning that there are powerful individuals that are enemies of a general national government in any possible shape, because that's what the Republicans, they want to undermine our government. Pure and simple, they want to undermine our government so they can install the government they want to have, you know, which is basically fascist, neo-fascist light, maybe, but or maybe emphasis on maybe light, because, you know, if they achieve power, they would have no problem at all being like Erdogan in Turkey, or right. The guy in Hungary right now. That it is just
Orban, Viktor Orban.
And that we have to be reminded of that all the time, because these guys simply that during World War II they had. I was just talking about this today. That in 1945, you know, that the last of Frank Capra's Why We Fight series was on the dangers of fascism coming to America. And this was 1945 when we were knocking back the fascists in both in Germany and in Japan. And that he saw that as a danger to this country. I mean, that these guys simply don't care. And it's pretty rich coming from Republicans talking about having a work requirement for people. When last year here in Wisconsin, the Republicans took 9 months off. They took 9 months off. Now, I don't know how many times they collected their per diem, because they went to the Capitol and sat in their office in the Capitol and twiddled their thumbs, but they still were able to collect their per diem. And maybe they didn't collect any per diem, but they still collected their salaries for not doing any work for 9 months last year. And that's just and yet they're applauding this forcing people that maybe partially disabled, that having a work requirement for them.
Yeah, like a 51-year-old woman who may be, she's not homeless. What do you want her to be homeless for? Yeah, come on. And that, you know, she may be depressed. She may have gotten fired. Nobody hires people in their 50s. They discriminate against them. And they discriminate against women. I'm tired of this. It was very cruel of them to do it. Thanks for calling, Mark. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. If you're on the phones, don't hang up.
I'm going to flood you, big river, and I'm going to sit right here until I...
Hey, Badger fans, Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Do you find yourself stuck in the depths of indecisiveness when choosing which frozen pizza should be for dinner? It's time to heave-ho that hesitancy and snag a Brewpub pizza. Proud partner of UW Badger Athletics, made right here in Scotty and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are everything we love here in Wisconsin. So next time you're in your frozen department at your local grocery store, look no further than a Brewpub pizza for quality, quantity, and plenty of satisfaction. Brewpub pizza is also available at Camp Randall.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus.
thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 63. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 80.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the world.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open at 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll take you in order. Karina, Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's in your mind, eh, Karina?
Hi. I'm thinking about, and I'm watching the government, right? And, you know, one of the national characteristics of a Russian people, doesn't matter who are by nationality, but just a culture, we're very paranoid. So with my paranoia, right, political paranoia, I'm looking at, and I wouldn't be surprised that very soon we're going to know that all these Republicans, people who's pushing left and right to their own interest, would have been bought before or bribed before or threatened before by Russians or Chinese or whoever it is. Because the thing is, they're not Republicans anymore. They are obstructionists. And what it does right now, and it's happened in Russia, like this exactly that was, and one of the cues we had in the 90s, that this is what they did. And they're doing exactly the same thing right now in America. They start cutting off all the programs for independent, the people who are dependent, newborns, mothers, health, education, all this. They start cutting off, saying, oh, we're not socialists anymore, so we don't need these programs because the capitalist doesn't know and doesn't need to take care of individual people. So what happened, people went on the streets and they had a queue. So my thing is, I think they're trying to do the same thing. Somebody paid them off to do all of this. So they actually have people's support. Not like January 6th, but people's support. And not like against the one, just the president, but the whole presidential cabinet. This is what I'm thinking, and this is what I see. And call me paranoid, but I believe those people were bought by somebody so they can do this for their own interest. That's thank you,
Karina,
for letting me.
No. I appreciate your calling. And just so everybody knows, Karina shared with us in a prior call, she's from Russia. So she knows very well what she's speaking of. And that's true. You know, they've suddenly said we're not communists. And so therefore, the hell with you. They cut everything. But at the same time, they stole everything, too. They stole about, you know, Putin and the oligarchs, about 80% of the surplus wealth of Russia. How do you think they buy $500 million yachts? And basically, they're screwing everybody over there. Here, there's indication in this respect of collusion with Russia. You have Trump, who was financed. Eric Trump told a journalist, our financing for our businesses from Russia because banks in America won't lend any money because they lost a lot of money with us. And then you have him at Helsinki. They asked in the press conference of Putin, journalist goes, what do you think about Putin's hacking into our election in 2016? And Trump said, well, I don't know why he'd do that. I asked him, he was weak. These people, they flirt with autocrats. They flirt with Orban of Hungary. They flirt with Erdogan of Turkey. They flirt with him. I mean, Trump even said he loves Kim Jong-un, who, by the way, kidnapped and tortured Otto Warmbier for a year and then sent his corpse back to his parents. And neither Trump nor Crooked Mike Pompeo or any of them said boo about that. I'm tired of these people. Karina, thanks for calling. As always, Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for all the information on the budget. Greatly appreciated. I don't think, well, including myself on some of the stuff, I didn't completely understand it. So that helps a lot. The thing I find most troubling is the Social Security. And I never put the two together, but the IRS has a lot to do with that in keeping it solvent by catching the tax cheat. So, but anyway, the bottom line is I hope it all works out. And thanks for all the info today, Matt. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Paul. Yeah. And yeah, I want to revisit that part of it. This is very, very important. Right now, $80 billion more was paid in to Social Security recipients than payroll taxes came in. $80 billion. Next year will be $150 billion. A couple of years will be $200 billion. And by the way, by 2034, there's going to have to be an adjustment in payroll taxes increased. And maybe what they're going to end up having to do is right now they're frozen at, what, $160,000? Medicare is not frozen at any amount. If you make $10 million, you pay the whole thing. Now you can make $10 billion and you only pay on $160,000. Something's going to have to be done. But here's another disturbing thing. Tax cheats in 2019 stole $470 billion, $470 billion that year. That was 2.3% of gross domestic product, GDP. 12% of all taxes got stolen. And the Republicans have consistently starved the IRS so that they don't have time or the resources. You know, people put in fake shelters, all this stuff, and nobody is catching it because nobody has time to look at it. So Biden finally said, I'm putting $80 billion in, and I'm gonna hire 87,000 forensic lawyers and accountants to catch this stuff. It is a fact that if there was no cheating, obviously there's always going to be some cheating, we could pay benefits for 75 years into Social Security and wouldn't have to alter payroll taxes at all. The key component of the deal from McCarthy's point of view, and this goes back to George W. Bush in about 2005 or 6, where they cut the IRS even more. So your return didn't even get looked at. You could put whatever you wanted down. That's what their donors want. They feast on fraud the way flies feast on the dung heap on a farm, okay? That's what they feast on. And they know it in the Republican Party. And that is why it's not just tax cuts. Tax cuts don't really matter if you're not paying taxes at all. I mean, they like tax cuts, sure. But that's all they care about. And that's why a 52-year-old woman who happens to have a room in a rooming house and isn't homeless and is despondent, lying on her bed, hungry, is not going to get food. And you guys like Gallagher in the state going, that's great. We cut costs. What costs? Come on. The amount of money to feed 50 to 54-year-old women in this country who are hungry, and the money goes to farmers and then they spend it on other stuff. It's really disgusting, quite frankly. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great caller as always. Matt Flynn, direct back, same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times, they are a-changing.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and
WFHR Wisconsin Partners. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. You're